Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Last evening, I like to watch 60 Minutes because I want to know what the enemy is doing. And sometimes they will have some very, very good and important issues that are brought up. The program started last night by talking about the men from Dallas County in Texas who had been sent to prison unjustifiably by an aggressive district attorney's office that violated the law and withheld evidence that would have shown that people were innocent. And there was one man who had been in prison for 27 years professing his innocence. He was told repeatedly when he came up for parole hearings, if he just admit he committed the crime, why he could get out. But he didn't commit the crime. So why didn't the parole board ask why he refused to admit that he had committed a crime that he didn't commit? Well, of course, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, but nobody really will tell you today that of American adults, one in every 32 is either in prison, probation, or parole. The most rapidly growing industry in the United States today is prisons, building prisons, taking care of prisons, providing for the prisoners, providing food for the prisoners, getting the prisoners to work in your sweatshops at 11 or 12 cents an hour. Oh, boy, that's even better than that, of course, they have over in communist China, isn't it? One in every 32 American adults is either in prison, probation, or parole. Wicked communist China, that terrible police state over there, they have about 1.25 billion people, and yes, they have about 1.6 million people in prison. Nowhere near as many as we have, with a quarter of their population. You have to understand that a lot of people in prison are there who are innocent, and they've been sent there by overzealous prosecutors and who have withheld evidence and violated the law. But there is no prison term for the prosecutors who violate the law, only for the people that they're sending to prison without justification. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of people in prison who need to be there, but this mandatory sentencing just is quite inhumane. Do you realize that the Washington, D.C. madam who ran a house of prostitution was supposedly facing 55 years in prison? Now, I don't agree with prostitution. I think that it is wrong. But, of course, 55 years in prison, you have to understand that everything is done to get people to make a plea bargain, and if you don't go along with the system, you'll spend 55 years in prison for running a house of prostitution. What sort of justice is that? Certainly, I believe that she probably should be in prison, because I think that everything points to the fact that she was killed. Why? Because she had a list of thousands of Washington, D.C., politicians who were involved using her call girls. And you have to understand that they do kill people. I've talked to a number of assassins. In fact, I talked to three, and the body of another one of people actually I did interview. That was Chip Tatum. I thought that he had survived. He had actually gone to South America to hide, but his body recently washed up on a beach down there. He was a CIA assassin. In fact, his job, the reason he got into trouble with the CIA was because after he was ordered to kill Ross Perot and his family, he refused to carry out the assignment. Do you remember, of course, when Ross Perot was running for the presidency and he was saying all the right things, talking about that whistling sound, that was our job, leaving the country, and then suddenly he dropped out of the race saying that, there were threats against himself and his family? Well, he knew that there was a contract on his life put out by the CIA. And, of course, according to Chip Tatum, it was George Herbert Walker Bush who gave the orders for his assassination. You remember, of course, that George Herbert Walker Bush was head of the CIA before he became vice president of the United States, and then president of the United States, and then assigned his son to be the current president of the United States. Could that sort of thing really go on? Do we really have paid assassins? Well, certainly you can go back and read the Church hearings back in the 70s, Frank Church's Senate hearings. And Frank Church was a Democrat. He was trying to get the truth out about what was going on, and the CIA had paid to have Patrice Lumumba in the Congo murdered, Trujillo in the Dominican Republic. They had taken care of the assassination of Mr. Diem and Mr. New, and of course much of that is covered in a book called Double Cross by Chuck Giancano, who is the brother of the head of the Mafia, Sam Giancano. Of course, in that book, they mention also President of the United States, who conveniently was murdered under the auspices of the CIA as well. But you're not going to hear that talked about. The book Double Cross, Chuck Giancano, it's available up at Amazon and well worthwhile reading. But then, of course, we know that CIA has killed lots of other people. If you haven't read the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, we do have that book in stock. We have the last supply of them because it's out of stock and it's out of print now and will never be reprinted, I can promise you. But we do have a four-tape set of my interviews with John Perkins, who was actually recruited into the dark side of government through the NSA, and then, of course, was actually assigned to an American corporation where, of course, his job was to go into other countries and get them to borrow a lot of money from American banks and from American financial institutions, and then to get the country in debt so that we could keep the people impoverished, so we could steal their natural resources. And do you know that certainly there are about 2 billion people today who live on less than a dollar a day, probably $2 a day, 1 million who live on about a dollar a day. And, of course, now that we have arranged to have inflation, how much food do you think they can buy on it for their family on a dollar a day? Well, that was what Perkins' job was, and he felt very bad about it. He knew he was corrupt because he was actually doing everything he could to get the countries indebted so that the money that came in would be paid to American corporate banking institutions. And, of course, the money that they borrowed would go to our major corporations, Bechtel, and the other major corporations would build large projects in their countries. And as he points out, if the leaders didn't go along with it, they had them killed. They sent in the jackals, and they killed the leaders of countries. The book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And I was really talking about, of course, the CBS 60-minute program last night, where they interviewed a number of black men, and only one of them was white. There were probably six black men and one white man that they interviewed who'd been put into prison when they were innocent. And there's something called the Innocence Project, lawyers who are trying to get the people out of prison who are innocent. And fortunately, in Dallas County, they now have a black district attorney, and he's helping the Innocence Project, giving them access to the files so they can go through and find out who some of these people are who are in prison unnecessarily. And one in 32 American adults today, here on the 5th of May, 2008, one in every 32 adults in the United States is in prison, probation, or parole. That doesn't mean that they're not people who deserve to be there, but even in communist China, as I said earlier, as ruthless as they are, why they only have 1.6 million people in prison with a population four times that of ours. And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of people in parole, in prison today, are there on drug charges. And, of course, the largest drug dealer in the world today is the American CIA. And everybody in the world knows it except the people in America. In fact, Monica Jensen Stevenson wrote the wonderful book, actually Actively Suppressed in America, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, and she was married to William Stevenson, certainly one of my favorite authors, who wrote the book, The Man Called Intrepid. He's a Britisher, a beautiful British accent, and Monica said that she wrote the book about the men we left behind in Vietnam. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. And, of course, one of the reasons why we left them behind was some of them knew about the CIA and drug smuggling. And, of course, they wanted to prolong the war so they could continue bringing drugs in, many of them in the belly cavities of the American soldiers who'd set over there to fight for freedom. And after they died, they were gutted and their intestinal cavity cleaned out and then packed with drugs so they could get them into this country. And this was the American Central Intelligence Agency, not all of it, but there is a component of the CIA that's involved in drugs. And Monica tells a story about her husband, William Stevenson, who could not believe that, you know, American CIA was involved in drugs. And one day, of course, William Stevenson had all sorts of contacts with intelligence agencies, and they had a fellow from MI6 over for dinner, and William Stevenson said, you know, my wife is really way out, really pretty far out. She believes that the American CIA is involved in drugs. And according to Monica, the fellow from MI6 looked in amazement at William and said, everybody in the world knows the CIA is involved with drugs. You mean you don't know the CIA is involved in drugs? And it was after that that William Stevenson agreed to co-author the book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, with his wife. Well, of course, the book was actually suppressed in America, and when they got the copyright back, it was they went up to Canada and had it published there. But somebody just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of the book. You want to hear the story? Of course, we have two interviews with Monicum. One is in our four-tape set, The Men We Left Behind, and the other is in the four-tape set, One Man Returned, the story of the one man who got out of the prison camps over there and how, of course, the government set out to discredit him and destroy his life. Why? Because he escaped. You see, we really left those boys behind to be experimented on and destroyed. It's all a psychological experiment by our superiors. Many of them were taken to Russia where they were experimented on, and some of them, you know, were horribly tortured in Russia to break their spirits, to find out what it would take to control the minds of the American people, because the leaders of the United States and the leaders of the world communist movement have always worked very closely together because they're motivated by the same occult forces. Gorbachev was deeply involved in the occult, and certainly there's a wonderful book we carry, not on a regular list of books, because it's, well, we put it with those books for research. We don't want people to think we endorse it, but it's Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by William Peterson, I think that's his name, anyway, of Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. And he talks about Gorbachev, you know, and his involvement in the occult. He's actually living in Hamilton, Henderson. Henderson in Nevada today. They're expecting the Antichrist. They call him Maitreya, the Lord Maitreya, to come. People from all over the world who are involved with the world occult movement are moving to Henderson, and of course waiting there for the return of the world leader, Maitreya, the Lord Maitreya. In fact, Peterson actually talks about having met Maitreya on several occasions, and then, of course, he tells how he was recruited into this whole movement by a man named David Rockefeller. Oh, amazing, amazing book, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People, but you're not going to read about this in the regular medium. They don't want you to understand that behind everything going on today, there are powerful spiritual forces. And, of course, much of the writing for this came from Alice Bailey, who hated blacks and hated Jews. And, of course, this was carried over into the policies of the Nazis. That's what, of course, Adolf Hitler was the disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. In fact, it's said that in the National Archives they have the copy of Hitler's copy of the secret doctrine where Helena Petrovna Blavatsky explains who God really is. God is Satan. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we give you the quotations and the pages to go to in the secret doctrine. Hitler was one of her favorite disciples, as was, of course, the woman who created Planned Parenthood and of course, many of our leaders. And Henry Ford was involved in spiritualism and so many of the people who've been involved with this movement for the New World Order and the New World Religion and to install the New World Leader have actually come from the occult. This is its origin. This is why the leaders of both the Democrat and the Republican Party, you know, are certainly pushing towards the same goal. They call it globalism, but it's really about doing away with national sovereignty and doing away with freedom and establishing a one-world government under the control of a ruling oligarchy. But what everybody has missed is that these people are deeply involved with contacting the beings from the other dimension and with this whole idea of spiritualism. And if you'd like to verify what I'm saying, let me suggest my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, Our Pamphlets on the Occult Hierarchy. That's the occult hierarchy. My talks, The Forbidden Secret, and it comes with a DVD, and my talk on the planned police state. Because you can't understand the move towards the police state here in America and the total injustice going on with so much of our prison system today unless you understand the occult influence. And we actually give you examples of the occult influence in their publications things that they are distributing across America. They want everybody to know, so I'm just helping them out by putting them in my syllabus. So that's the planned police state syllabus, or the forbidden secret syllabus. Important information you're going to need to survive in the very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, that's number 970-689-8255. But remember, an awful lot of blacks have been put in prison without justification. One of every three young blacks between 21 and 31 is either in prison, probation, or parole. Are you concerned about it? Will you be concerned, of course, when is your son or grandson, or maybe it's even you who were picked up, you know, and put into a concentration camp, and believe me, they have not given KBR, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, a subdivision of Dick Cheney's Halliburton, $385 million to stand by to build concentration camps, unless they're planning on building those concentration camps. And you, of course, we have a wonderful DVD. It's called America Behind Barbed Wire. You'll see the concentration camps. You'll understand what this is about. We even have a concentration camp special with our four-tape set, and you'll actually get information, you know, where you'll actually see Henry Gonzalez, Congressman Henry Gonzalez, saying, yes, there really is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and begin rounding up American Constitution citizens and do away with habeas corpus and put them in concentration camps. This is an American congressman who spent many years in Congress. They know what's going on, but they can't get the information out. And if you're unconcerned about those blacks who are in prison, black men who are in prison unjustifiably, if you're not concerned because, of course, the CIA is encouraging the use of drugs in this country, the largest purveyor of drugs, and if you haven't read the book Drugging America by Rodney Stitch, or Defrauding America by Rodney Stitch, or heard our four-tape set, we have a four-tape set on Is There Really a War on Drugs? And there you will actually hear Bill Clinton from a press conference saying, well, when asked about the drug dealings at Mena Airport in Arkansas, where he was the governor, he said, well, that wasn't me. That was a federal operation. That was a federal operation. Those are his words. You'll actually hear him say that in our four-tape set on Is There Really a War on Drugs? Ladies and gentlemen, the war is on the American people. And as a result, one in every three young black men is in prison, probation, and parole. One of every 32 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. Are you concerned about the move towards the police state? You say it couldn't happen here, ladies and gentlemen. It is all planned to happen here. Everything that's going on, whether from the phony war on terrorism, we fight terrorism and a war on terrorism and we get more terrorism. We fight poverty, we get more poverty. We fight terrorism, pardon me, we fight drugs and we get more drugs. We fight cancer. It used to be that one in every 33 people in America got cancer. Now it's one in two or three. My goodness, how could that have happened? Oh, shucks, we have no idea, but we can assure you that the government is here to make sure the food you eat is safe. And, of course, they know that much of it is going to actually promote cancer. In fact, they even years ago put out a food pyramid, and they gave you all the wrong information. They told you to eat trans fats, knowing full well that they increase the incidence of cancer. You're safer to eat butter than you are to eat, you know, the things that they've been prescribing for us. And they know the cause of so many of these cancers. They have treatments that are actually being suppressed. And if you doubt that, you need to get our four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians. It's the only tape set we have with a transcript, the New Order of the Barbarians. You need to get it. It is one of the most incredible experiences. I mean, only one of the interviews is mine. The others are by Randy Engel. But you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. If you listen to The New Order of the Barbarians, as we interview Dr. a practicing pediatrician in Pittsburgh, because he's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, he subsequently died, but at least we have his voice recorded. as he tells you of this incredible story of the talks given by the head of the Planned Parenthood, medical director of Planned Parenthood, to Richard Day, who told about the fact that they had treatments for cancer and they would be suppressed. Why? Because there were too many people in the world and they might as well die of cancer. And there is a population control agenda, and there is this horrible injustice going on in our world today. Well, anyway, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. We've talked about the black men who've been released from prison, it's only because they have a black district attorney there who's trying to get justice. And, of course, to end the terrible injustice that sent literally thousands of black men to prison across this country who were innocent, and they knew they were innocent, and they sent them to prison anyway. And, of course, there was a wonderful book written about the case of Whitey Bulger back in Boston, Massachusetts, where the FBI sent an innocent man to prison. They knew he was innocent to cover for the crimes of Whitey Bulger, who was working for the CIA, FBI.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. The second program on 60 Minutes last night was an interview with Pat Tillman's mother. And, of course, you remember, of course, the very patriotic football player who gave up a $3.5 million contract to play professional football, and I think he was with the Arizona team. He actually left his new wife and went off to fight for freedom in Afghanistan. Well, apparently he was pretty well disillusioned. He realized that the whole situation was a phony situation, and he was beginning to get the talk about that and how disillusioned he was with what they were doing. He believed in America, but he realized that the battle against al-Qaeda was as phony as a $3 bill. We weren't allowed to go after al-Qaeda or the Taliban that were over in Pakistan. Of course, he realized, of course, that your tax money was financing the Taliban by giving money to the Pakistan government. It was funding their intelligence, ISI, and it was funding the Taliban. Of course, once again, the best enemy's money could buy. How much he knew about that, I don't know. But we do know that, of course, when Pat Tillman was killed over there, why, of course, his family was told how he was running up a hill, you know, saving the lives of his fellow soldiers, and he was awarded the Silver Star. Now, you don't get a Silver Star unless, of course, somebody has been quite heroic. But it was all a lie. He was actually killed by his own men, and it was a matter of friendly fire. Or was it actually murder? And, of course, that was what was not brought out at all. There are many, many people who believe that Pat Tillman was murdered by his own men. And, after all, if you listen very carefully to what was said on 60 Minutes last night, his mother talked about how, you know, he was actually standing up. He was actually, you know, yelling, Pat Tillman, he was giving the sign for a ceasefire. He was hit in the chest by a bullet and knocked to the ground. And after that, somebody put three shots in his head. After that, somebody put three shots into Pat Tillman's head. Now, if you're laying on the ground and they're firing from the valley below, American forces, because the people on the road thought that the people on the top of the hill were al-Qaeda or Taliban or enemy or something like that. And basically what they'd done, there weren't any enemy there. They basically they'd split this Ranger unit into two parts, and one part had gone on ahead, one part was left behind. The part that was left behind was coming up a valley, was getting dark. Somebody lobbed some mortars in between the Humvees, and they started shooting up in the hill where the American forces were. But that doesn't explain the three bullets in Pat Tillman's head. In fact, the coroner refused for the fellow who did the autopsy on his body refused to actually sign off on the autopsy because he thought it was a murder. Would somebody have murdered Pat Tillman? And then, of course, made a phony story about his actually having been, killed in action, running valiantly up the hill. They interviewed the Secretary of the Army, who said, mistakes were made, but there was no cover-up here. Nobody did anything intentionally. I can assure you there was no cover-up. Well, why would you give him a Silver Star? I mean, that has to have, at the highest level of the Pentagon, it has to have authorization to give somebody the Silver Star, which is what they gave to Pat Tillman, only later on to come out and admit he was killed by friendly fire. And they couldn't cover that up because basically his brother was in the same unit. He was in the unit that was following, probably the one that was firing up on the hill. And even more than that, the soldiers in the unit, they did not bring this out in the 60-minute interview, the soldiers were told a lie. They lied about what had happened. The man who was supposedly had written the recommendation for the Silver Star testified before Congress. The words in his statement that he supposedly written, he did not write at all. And, of course, the other men were told to keep quiet. And, of course, if they ever told the truth about what happened, they would be in serious trouble with the military. Why, and this was the commander of this unit. Why would they do that? Why would they try to cover that up? And who put three bullets into Pat Tillman's head when he was laying on the ground? Because that is the thing that if you're firing from down that way down in a valley, you're not going to be able to hit a soldier laying on the ground with three bullets in the head. And, of course, according to what I've read, those bullets were fired from fairly close range. isn't that strange? These are the stories you're never going to hear. But, of course, there's a lot to this story you're not going to hear. Could anybody really have wanted to get rid of Pat Tillman just because he was beginning to question what we were really doing in Afghanistan? We're not trying to win the war over there. We're not trying to win the war in Iraq. Certainly, Major General Ricardo Sanchez, you'll remember, if you've read my December 2007 newsletter, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez there makes it, in a speech he gave in October of last year, makes it very clear that we're not allowed to win the war in Iraq. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez was the commander of the coalition forces in Iraq for a year, from June of 2003 until June of 2004, when he was relieved of command after the Abu Ghraib debacle, and then, of course, was not promoted. He's written a new book, Wiser in Battle, where he tells about being, after, of course, he'd been relieved of his command, was on in Germany. He transferred to Germany. He was called into the office of Donald Rumsfeld, who apologized initially because General Sanchez had not been promoted to full general. He said, but, of course, you have to understand, politically, we couldn't do that, and I didn't want you to have to go before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and be embarrassed where they would question you what had happened and why, of course, things went so poorly when you were in command. And Sanchez said, you know, Chris, I don't think Sanchez would have minded going because he would have told the truth about what had happened. And, of course, what happened was that as soon as the American forces had been triumphant there, and, of course, they planned to, you know, use the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police force and the Iraqi civil service to maintain a stable society, and then over comes Paul Bremer from the Council on Foreign Relations, associate of Henry Kissinger, one of the elitists who, of course, wanted to create chaos in Iraq to justify staying there forever. Paul Bremer dissolves the Iraqi army, disbands the Iraqi police force, fires the people in charge of creating electricity and sewage and water and then closes down the factories and closes down the schools and closes down the hospitals and creates total chaos. And poor old Lieutenant General Sanchez in charge. But then what do? They take away all of the military commanders who know anything about maintaining a society. I mean, you're apparently generals and staff are trained in certain specific things. There were men who were supposed to be there to help maintain law and order in Iraq afterwards, and they take them all out and they send them to Kuwait, and all he has is field officers who know how to fight but not how to maintain a country and a nation. And of course, they created the chaos that's led to the death of almost a million Iraqis, totally unnecessarily, to justify America staying in Iraq indefinitely. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And we would, of course, love to hear from you. But we were talking about Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez's new book, Wiser in Battle. And, of course, here he tells about being called in by Donald Rumsfeld, who, you know, is apologizes because he didn't get his fourth star, but telling him it just politically wasn't feasible to try to promote him to full general. And of course, as a result, when you're passed over for promotion, well, you have to retire. And so General Sanchez is still in uniform at the time that he's in Rumsfeld's office, but he's getting ready to retire. So Rumsfeld says, I have an analysis of what happened under your command. I'd like you to take a look at it, and there's a document that's going to be put out. What do you think of it? And Chris Sanchez reads the book, the summary of what happened. It doesn't include the fact that, of course, we've done everything we could to create an unstable situation, thanks to Paul Bremer. It doesn't include the fact that he doesn't have any officers who know how to run the Iraq or try to maintain the peace. They've all been pulled away from him, and even most of his troops have been removed. So they're all up in Kuwait. He's left with 30,000 troops there in an unfriendly country that is about to break out in civil war. And he says there's no truth at all to this memo, Mr. Rumsfeld, sir. And Rumsfeld said, well, why, what's wrong? And so Sanchez begins to tell him. And Rumsfeld says, why wasn't I told? I mean, well, Sanchez says everybody at the Pentagon knew what was going on. Tommy Franks knew. Well, what about that General Azevedo? And, of course, he says that general knew as well. Everybody knew the situation in Iraq. Well, Rumsfeld professes, oh, I'm so amazed. Oh, why wasn't I told? And, of course, Sanchez says it was obviously he knew. He was just trying to pretend he didn't know. And then Rumsfeld tries to buy him off, offers to give him once he gets out of the military, a high-paying job in the Pentagon, where you'll make a lot of money. And, of course, Sanchez sees right through this. They're trying to bribe me. They're trying to silence me. And he talks about afterwards, after the meeting with Rumsfeld, where it was obvious that Rumsfeld was lying to him and was trying to cover up the truth about what had happened. I was trying to rewrite the history of how our boys were sent there to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but destined to lose, and that's exactly what it was about. It's another no-win war. And Sanchez, he talked to his wife, and his wife said, don't have anything to do with those men. You know, because it was so obvious they were trying to bribe him. And one reason why a lot of our military people are not speaking out is because they got good-paying jobs in corporations or with the military or their consultants, and they're getting lots of money to keep quiet. Well, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez is not one of them. And I don't know what he's doing, but he's written a new book put out by HarperCollins called Wiser in Battle. We hope to have him here before long as a guest on one of our radio programs. So you can hear him, but if you'd like to know the truth about what happened in Iraq, why, please go to my December 2007 newsletter. It's posted up at RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, and read it and weep. We're sending our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but they will never win the war because we never intended to win the war. And we always intended, of course, to keep our troops there indefinitely, losing a few one day and a few the next and a few the next. And the same thing is true in Afghanistan, where we are funding the Pakistani government, that's funding the ISI, that's funding the Taliban. And where did the Taliban come from? The word Taliban means student. And they were trained in schools that were financed with your tax money in the radical form of Islam. And if you doubt that, why, we'd be glad if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the article from the Washington Post, the ABC's Globalism. They can't let you know that the United States Agency for International Development put out $51 million to buy textbooks to indoctrinate the youth of Pakistan and Afghanistan in this radical form of Islam. This whole radical form of Islam was financed with our tax money to create the best enemy money can buy. Our number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And my fear, and everything I read, confirms this, that they are intent upon going to war with Iran and with Syria. And, of course, this is a means of inflaming the entire Muslim world against the United States. And, of course, this is exactly what Samuel Huntington warned against in his book, The Clash of Civilizations. He said, if you ever try to force the American values and American way of life and American democracy on the Muslim world, you will create a terrible conflict for which will never end. The Muslims were never a threat to America. They certainly don't have the industrial base. Certainly, the only reason that Pakistan has nuclear weapons is because we gave them the wherewithal and the material to build it. And that's a Sybil Edmonds story, and you need to read my newsletter on Sybil Edmonds and get that whole tragic story. Why would we want to have the Muslim countries have nuclear weapons, Pakistan to have nuclear weapons? Why would we provide them with the plans and the wherewithal so Mr. Khan could build the weapons and perhaps give the information to other Muslim countries? Because we want a nuclear war. Why would we want that? To fulfill the ancient prophecies of Ezekiel 38-39 about, of course, of those islands to the west, where, of course, the flesh would melt off of the faces of the people in the islands to the west. I believe that's America. Why would the flesh melt off the faces? I believe a nuclear war. You see, the people on the other side from the occult are trying to fulfill the prophecies. But, of course, they intend to have their ruler, Lucifer, rule the world. That's what it's all about. They intend to win this battle. They believe in the Bible. They just have a different interpretation on it. You need to get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, if you do not understand the spiritual component of what's going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and of course, it comes in CD form. You can get it on tape, or you can get the book, or you can get them all together for the Brotherhood of Darkness special, and it's inexpensive, but it will give you the background and understanding of the spiritual forces that energized the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Masons, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, and the myriad of other secret societies that are out there that are all working towards the same goal, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. So that's Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, my talk on Forbidden Secret with the syllabus, the talk on the planned police state and the syllabus, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And we want you to get the information. Now, you can go up on our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And a lot of our DVDs are up there. And you can watch them free of charge. Or you can read our newsletters free of charge. You can listen to our programs, which are archived there 3 hours a day. You can listen to them live, or 4 hours a day. You can listen to them live if you want to go to our satellite feed. And a lot of people listen there. They listen to my programs and Joyce Riley's programs and Chuck Chrismeyer. Of course, the archive programs, the MP3 programs. Your job is to get other people to listen, because we'll get to tell you the things you're not going to get elsewhere about the spiritual battle and the forces going on and the phony political battle where, of course, it's Amos and Andy, it's Abbott and Costello, it's Lewis and Martin, Laurel and Hardy. It all has to do with making you feel that we have two political parties. No, we have one political party, and, of course, this race between Obama and Hillary is almost ridiculous. Both people are controlled by the same CFR people. I mean, who is Obama's foreign policy advisor? Why, it's Zinoviev Brzezinski, the man who created this whole problem over in the Middle East. He was the one, of course, who brought about the Afghan war, so he'd bring in the Muslim warriors who eventually became al-Qaeda. And, of course, they were indoctrinated in this radical form of Islam to get them to fight the Soviets. Zinoviev Brzezinski, the man who did that, who precipitated the Afghan war and the creation of al-Qaeda, is Obama's, Barack Obama's foreign policy advisor. Of course, Hillary's surrounded by people from the Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, John McCain's a member of the CFR. But what nobody tells you about the CFR, it has an occult foundation. It's a front group. The CFR is a front group for the Round Table, which is a front for the Association of Helpers, which is a front for Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. That's all covered in Professor Quigley's classic book, which is available from Radio Liberty, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which you can get by itself, or you can get as part of the Tragedy and Hope special. This includes the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and the interview with Professor Quigley, where he tells you how his book was actively suppressed. And he tells you about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, that pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye, and he scoffs. And he says, why, these crazy right-wingers are trying to tell me that's the symbol of the Illuminati. That symbol has been around for 6,000 years. And he's absolutely right. It has been around for 6,000 years. It is the emblem of the ancient mystery religion, of the ancient Luciferian mystery religion. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.